relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com. Welcome back, friends. I can't believe it's the beginning of our third and final hour here on America First. But panic ye not, because it is the time of the week where we go to our intrepid war correspondent out on the West Coast. She is the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590 and AM 870, The Answer, all-round utility player and warrior princess at crntalk.com. I have one question for you, Jennifer Horn. Do you have enough toilet paper?
I'm stocked up and I'm ready to go.
I want to know what that means. How much is your two-car garage full of toilet paper?
I'm operating in the black market of toilet paper. I have two 12-roll packages at
what?
My house. That's right.
Did you have to get into a fist fight at Costco? How did you get two 12-roll packages?
You know, you don't ask questions you don't want answers to. I can't tell you or I have to kill you.
All right. Plastic straws.
Amazon Fresh. They deliver them to your door. It's great.
Plastic straws, incandescent light bulbs, toilet paper. She is your contact in the underworld.
That's right.
Welcome to America First. Follow this lady right now at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. Jennifer, in the swamp, I'm just going to admit it, I love it. It's like a ghost town here. It is literally that the sagebrushes are rolling down the street here. It is empty. All the snowflakes have melted. How is it in California?
It is the same way. I swear, I looked at Brian Whitman, my co-host on The Morning Answer this morning, and I said, are we in a fever dream? What is going on here? Everything is closed down. College campuses are closing down. Now they just announced they're closing down Disneyland. This is only the fourth time in history that they're going to close down Disneyland tomorrow. Baseball's delayed. NHL is off. Major League Soccer is off. The NBA is done. It's just, it's unbelievable. But the one benefit, because, you know, I always like to look for the silver lining, is that they vacated City Hall, which, you know, is always better that way in Los Angeles when they send everybody home. And the roads are pretty good. The traffic is down because everybody's hiding out in self-quarantine. It's so surreal. I feel like we're in a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, my buddy Chris Plant was saying, I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to watch I Am Legend. We're going to watch the herds of deer strolling through Manhattan, lower Manhattan. I think I might watch it as well tonight. So does this mean that you actually used a very peculiar phrase? You said traffic's really normal in L.A. Has that ever been said?
Never. Those words have never come out of my mouth, where traffic is okay. And here's what I don't understand, that there's a weird inequity, and I don't know how it is in D.C. or across the country, but they've closed pretty much every major college in California is closed down now, and they've gone to online instruction. But they've left open the high schools and the elementary schools.
With all the snotty-nosed kids that are coughing over each other. So the universities and colleges, no, but the high schools, the kindergartens. I guess that's kind of par for the course if you live in California.
They want to make their money, I'm guessing, because some of the private schools, some of the Catholic schools have been closing down. But if you're going to public school, if you're going to LA Unified School District or any of the public schools in the state, the kids are still in session. So it's just so bizarre. And the other thing that gets me is this designation of a pandemic. I understand why it's a pandemic, and I'm certainly not trying to downplay the apparent seriousness of all this. I mean, it has to be pretty serious to have all this stuff going on. But is the flu a pandemic?
Well, this is the question, isn't it? I mean, a pandemic, if you look at the original meaning, is something that affects a whole geographic region. And outside of that old people's home in Washington State, where almost 50% of all the fatalities in America have so far occurred as a result of the Wuhan virus, there is no geographic extent to this. And the other definition of pandemic is something that affects the whole world. I'm waiting for those reports from Liechtenstein and Vanuatu of how the Wuhan virus has affected them. But, yeah, I think, look, you live in California. Stop trying to be logical. Stop it, Jennifer Hall.
I know. It feels weird to try to be logical out here. But I was just looking at some of the numbers. And as of right now, it's a 98% chance that you'll survive. Now, I don't bet very often. You know, every once in a while I'll drop a few quarters in a slot machine, but I'm not a huge gambler. Those are still pretty good odds. And again, I don't want to downplay the seriousness of this, because for people over 60, I'm sure this is a real fear. But I think we all just need to take a deep breath, and we need to calm down, and we need to realize that the more they're able to actually accurately test people in our country, that the mortality rate is only going to go down as more cases are added. So I just think everybody needs to take pause and just relax. Have you heard about Carl Goldman? Have you seen him on any of the cable news channels?
I don't watch cable news, but who is this person you speak of?
Carl Goldman is a radio station owner, actually, who is from my area. He's from the Santa Clarita area of California. Katie Hill's district, by the way, to put it on the map for you.
Okay.
Soon to be Mike Garcia's district, if the Republican can win.
Not Cenk Uygur's.
No, definitely not his. I think he only got how many, 5% of the vote?
No, 4%.
I'm sorry. I hate to give him any more than he deserves. But Carl Goldman and his wife, Jerry, went on that Diamond Princess cruise.
Oh.
And he has been quarantined. I think today is day 35. He's in Nebraska. His wife was never diagnosed with the coronavirus, so she's back home in Santa Clarita. They own KHTS, which is a small little station up in Santa Clarita. But he's been blogging about his experience with the coronavirus. And he's been in quarantine in Nebraska, talking with other members of the ship who came off and who are in quarantine as well. And he said, for the people that have it, and he keeps testing positive for it, but he said he feels fine. And he said when he did actually have symptoms, he had a spiked fever to 103. So that's pretty high. That's scary. But it only lasted for 8 hours. And as soon as the fever broke, he said he really only had the symptoms of a cold, of a mild cold, and that every single day they got better, to the point where he's just chomping at the bit to get out of there because he's ready to go home. He feels fine, but he's still testing positive for the disease.
So on that note, we don't listen to the advice of celebrities, but this is just straight reportage. It made the headlines everywhere yesterday when we found out that Tom Hanks and his wife have caught the coronavirus. And this is a little audio cut from his son, Chet, about how his famous parents are faring. Chet Hanks, cut 7.
Yeah, it's true. My parents got coronavirus, but I just got off the phone with them. They both are fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously. I don't think it's anything to be too worried about.
He must live in California. They're not tripping.
Well, as long as Tom Hanks isn't tripping, then we should all be fine, right?
Oh, my gosh.
The thing exists, and it's hard not to be conspiratorial when you see the reaction or the overreaction to all of this. The fact that people are still trying to politicize this, when this is something that is taken so seriously that they're closing down sports, they're closing down Disney, they're closing down all of these big brands that are huge American profit sources. But if you don't believe that they're politicizing this because they want to use it, they don't want to let a good crisis go to waste because they want to use it against the president, all you have to do, and I'm sure you heard it, was that exchange between Don Lemon and John Kasich last night.
Don't steal my thunder. Let's play it right now. Don Lemon with Rhino Extraordinaire John Kasich. Cut five.
His dad was a postman, you know.
In this administration, and we're not getting it. And I don't understand why you are at several times. And I just got to say, if the president came out to calm people's fears, he didn't do a good job of it because they've had to come back and clarify it several times. And this has been going on long enough for them to get it straight. We need straight, accurate information from this president and this administration, and we're not getting it. And I don't understand why you are tiptoeing around it. He came out, gave an address that that happens very rarely, and he doesn't get it right?
I'm going to tell you, first of all, he read it, and somebody that wrote this, look, I don't want to get into that.
That's why you're here to talk about the president's address.
Can I finish now?
John, because we're here to talk about the president's. I don't want you to go on and deflect and talk about something else.
You're not here to talk as a guest. Who do you think you are? This is CNN.
You're doing it wrong if you're shushing your guest, Don. Why even have him on?
You mean you haven't done that, Jennifer? You haven't shushed your guests?
I try not to, although Joe Biden likes to shush women. He shushed his campaign aide when he was getting into fisticuffs with that auto worker in Detroit. So I'm not much of a shusher, but apparently Don Lemon is, because he didn't like the answer from John Kasich, because this journalist, and I use air quotes here, as presented by CNN, is trying to politicize this virus. They love the idea that the economy will collapse. This is what the media has been rooting for for the last year. They've been rooting against this country because they wanted it to collapse, and they love this virus. Joy Behar today called for President Trump to resign. If this were 9/11, do you think she'd be doing the same thing with George W. Bush? Because this is the time when we rally behind the president for the good of the country.
I was having fun with Jennifer, and then she mentioned Joy Behar. Back on America First with the one and only Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now on Twitter at Jennifer Horn. I am Sebastian Gorka. Don't touch that dial.
We are at a critical time in the fight against the virus. We made a life-saving move with early action on China. Now we must take the same action with Europe. We will not delay. I will never hesitate to take any necessary steps to protect the lives, health, and safety of the American people. I will always put the well-being of America first.
America first. I can attest to you, as the president's former strategist, he takes his national security responsibility very, very seriously, as he should. But in this Lenten period, whilst we are in the strongest nation, the most powerful nation in the world, can I ask you to take a moment and to think of those who are less fortunate than you? It is a time to be a missionary. You don't even have to travel anywhere. There are people south of our border in Guatemala, children who will go hungry tonight, and you can help them. As the good Lord told us, he said, let the children alone. Do not hinder them from coming unto me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner and donate today. $80 provides food and clean water for a year for a starving child. You can call them if you prefer on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just so easily, a few clicks of your mouse, go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. I thank you, and the hungry children this Easter season will thank you. We are back with Jennifer Horn here on America First. If you're enjoying the show, you can catch me later on the Gogglebox, as we used to call it in the UK. Fox Business tonight, 8 p.m. I'll be opening the show with Trish Regan, that fabulous show host who has called the Wuhan virus response from the Democrats impeachment 2.0. Good for her. 8 p.m. Fox Business, and then 9 p.m. Eastern with the great one. Our mentor, my role model, John Batchelor, WABC. Catch me later tonight with John. We are back right now with the hardest working radio professional out there. She's Jennifer Horn, the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer out of Los Angeles. Follow her right now, at Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, can I ask you to put your media analyst's hat on right
Please.
Now?
Please. I'm always wearing it. Do you like it? It's fuzzy.
I was going to say, is it sequined?
Everything I own is sequined, yes.
It's sequined on the inside. Okay?
That's right. Sequined on the inside, a little fuzzy on the outside.
Okay, so the most, it's like a Twilight Zone episode, the most outré, the most peculiar response to the president's address last night came from Fredo Cuomo of CNN, who had Jim Abilio Acosta, whose real name is Abilio. He is shamed of his Cuban heritage for some reason. And this is what they took away from the president's 9-minute address to the nation. Fredo and Abilio, cut to.
At one point during this address, the president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. That I think was interesting because as I was talking to sources earlier this evening, one of the points that the president wanted to make tonight, wanted to get across to Americans, is that this virus did not start here, but that they're dealing with it. Now, why the president would go as far as to describe it as a foreign virus, that is something we'll also be asking questions about. But it should be pointed out that Stephen Miller, who is an immigration hardliner, who advises the president, is one of his top domestic policy advisors and speechwriters, was a driving force in writing this speech. And I think it's going to smack, it's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia, to use that kind of term in this speech, Chris.
Well, look, sometimes we can answer the questions. And the answer is he's doing it to put blame somewhere else. We've seen over the last few days McCarthy and others saying the Chinese coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus. We get that. It can't be the main concern right now.
So
are they out of their mind? Are they crazy?
So he called it a foreign virus
because
it's a foreign virus. I mean, how can those people call themselves journalists? And then just to use their own idiocy against them, you're not allowed to call it Wuhan virus. Here's a 30-second montage of what the CNN professional staff, I use that loosely, called this virus until recently. Cut 14.
At least 6 people have died from the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus has now surpassed the 2003 SARS outbreak.
Passengers and crew were exposed to the Wuhan coronavirus.
And this breaking news just into CNN, the official death toll from the Wuhan coronavirus.
The total number of deaths from the Wuhan coronavirus.
The 34-year-old ophthalmologist diagnosed Saturday with the Wuhan coronavirus.
We have new information about how the Wuhan coronavirus is spread.
Wuhan coronavirus.
The signs are getting worrisome. There are now 11 confirmed cases of the Wuhan coronavirus.
I love the one that said the Wuhan coronavirus.
I know.
So when they say Wuhan, they're not racist. But when the president said it's a foreign virus, it's because Stephen Miller boogeyman.
Right. He's xenophobic and bring up Stephen Miller. And it's the same old song and dance. And don't forget, the president, when he actually had the forward thinking to block certain travel routes between here and China,
yes,
6 days after the first coronavirus diagnosis, everybody was too busy covering impeachment, except when they heard that he had banned travel, they called him a racist and a xenophobe at that time as well. This is proof to anybody, and I don't care if you are favorable to Democrats or not, if you don't believe that the news media, and I hate to even call it that because I'm a journalism student and it's almost offensive to call CNN the news media at this point, if you don't believe that the media is in bed with the Democratic Party and that they are not drafting narratives and spinning storylines to tell the American people, I don't know what more proof you need than what you just heard. You heard people actually talking about the virus from Wuhan, which is because the virus is from Wuhan, factually, until the DNC realizes that they can twist this, that they can create a narrative that they can use against President Trump because they have no chance to beat him. And they've played all of their cards, including impeachment, to try to get him out of office. So now this is going to be Trump's virus, a virus that he created in his evil laboratory.
Don't give them ideas.
And that's what they're already angling for. They're rooting for a catastrophe.
You don't like to call them the news media. I've got a suggestion, Jennifer Horn.
Okay, I'm ready.
Fake news.
The fake news.
We've been talking to Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn and check out her fabulous shows, The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. If you enjoy our discussions every week with Jen, you're going to love going on vacation with me. And it's not a cruise. December, so far away. We're going to go to Israel for the Stand with Israel 2020 tour. Mike Lindell is going to come with us. I might have to smuggle Jennifer Horn with me as well. We're going to visit 40 different sites of historic, cultural, and also faith importance. The Holy Land. You know you want to come. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click with the Stand with Israel 2020 tour. Book it now. Back with my buddy, former SEAL, former FBI special agent, former air marshal. What else has he done in his life? Jonathan Gillum. Stay tuned. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Are you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, you are wonderful, and we appreciate you.
America first. Magnificent.
Clearly, we get the best callers in the business. Welcome back, my friends. It's Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald John Trump, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network with somebody who is one of my favorite people out there, and not just because he'll step into the breach anytime I need him to host our national radio show, but because he's an all-round good guy and patriot, former Navy SEAL, Air Marshal, FBI Special Agent. What else could he add to his bio? Maybe astronaut would be additionally something he could work up to. He is the author of Sheep No More, and the subject of this interview has something to do with his podcast that's called Experts. Jonathan Gillum, welcome to America First.
Thanks, brother. And I got to have you on the podcast sometime.
Only if you say I'm not one of the swamp-dwelling experts. Will you do that for me?
Absolutely. Well, that's because you're not. You actually have an education.
an education. Yeah, experience. That's right. What we care about. Follow this man right now. I mean it, Jay. He pronounces it Gillum, just to, you know, make the enemy confused. It's spelt Gilliam. _SEAL. J. Gilliam _SEAL. John, we kind of connected. We had a kind of brother from a different mother, Vulcan mind meld at SHOT Show about 5-6 weeks ago over dinner. And one of the things that we really connected on, apart from hating the swamp and crazy liberals, is this certain attitude you have for the word expert and expertise, which is the reason you have your podcast, and it is so incredibly relevant right now in the crazy hysteria of the Wuhan flu. So, Jonathan Gillum, will you explain to our listeners across the country what your philosophy is and why you named your podcast Experts?
Well, I'll tell you how it all came about. I was, I used to be the main guy on Fox News when it came to military and national security stuff. And then, I don't know, I guess I said something wrong, and they didn't have me on there anymore. And that's what happens at Fox. If you say something wrong or somebody says something about you, instead of them talking to you, they just don't use you anymore. And so
instead of telling you to your face
what the problem
is. Yeah, no, they don't do that. And as far as I knew, there was no problem. It was I think somebody had a problem with me, probably. But CNN called me and wanted me to be an analyst over there, and it was a paid position. I never got paid by Fox, so I said, okay, I'm coming over. I'm bringing the truth with me. And after about 4 months of them not getting the answers that they wanted, because they were asking me, you know, about things like a white cop shooting a black male, and I would tell the truth about these things. You know, the guy got shot 16 times because he never dropped the knife. And they're like, well, why did he reloaded his gun? He was going to shoot him again. I said, no, the guy ran out of ammo, and he reloaded his gun because that's what you do. Then they reassessed the situation, you know, and they didn't like that type of an answer. They wanted it. They wanted me to say it was a unjust, you know, shooting. That was just one of many examples. And so when they stopped using me after about 4 months and they were still paying me because I was still under contract for a year, I went ahead and developed my own video cast show called The Experts. And I did that for about 3 years. And at one point, Sebastian, I was getting about 1 million people a night reach on Facebook. Not views, wow. But the reach was about 1 million. And I said something about David Hogg, who this kid down from Florida who has, you know, is kind of an activist. Not kind of.
He's an obnoxious gun control fanatic. Yes.
Right. And I played a video that of him saying all this foul mouth stuff, and YouTube blocked me for 3 months, and my reach on Facebook went down to about 1,000 people a night. So I just got fed up with it, and I said, you know what? I'm going to take some time off. And I took a year off, year and a half, and then I did some soul searching. The reality is, if you're not on a radio, if you don't have a radio program, then podcasting is the place to be. And it's the only place where, to an extent, I don't have to worry about being censored.
Yes.
And so that's and it still happens to an extent. You know, you put stuff on Twitter or Facebook, and they may or may not put it out there. I mean, it may post, but it doesn't mean that they're going to let it get out and get some reach. But I can say what I need to say on a podcast and not worry about it. And the whole premise of this whole thing was that I learned what you learned in the media and being in politics, is that there are very few. And when I say few, we're talking probably less than 10% of the people that you see and that are giving you opinions on television, like Tucker Carlson. They don't have the experience to back up what they're saying, and they get their information from other people who may or may not be experts.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. We're going to continue exactly from that point with my guest host, Jonathan Gilliam. Follow him, @JGilliam_SEAL, former Steel FBI special agent and good all-around patriot. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that has no negative consequences. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for 16 months, and I am pain-free. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans. See their incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It's the good president that tells us, what have you got to lose? Same applies to Relief Factor. You should be the next success story. Back with Jonathan Gilliam next here on America First.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Take that man's advice. It's good advice. He's the commander-in-chief. And my, did he give a presidential address last night. You've heard it today here on the show. Now we're analyzing the situation with one of the most cool-headed former operators, a man that we trust in his judgment. And that's why I'm so grateful to him, having been a past and future guest host here on America First. He's Jonathan T. Gilliam. Follow him at @JGilliam_SEAL. That's GILLIAM_SEAL. And check out his book, Sheep No More. It's a very unusual book, and you need to read it. And then his podcast, The Experts. Jonathan, we were talking about experts and fake experts, so I think you're being overly charitable. The idea that, you know, 10% of the people you see in TV who are presented as experts actually know what they're talking about, I think it's probably half that on a good day.
You're probably right. And, you know, back when I was on 3 years ago, it wasn't that way. There were quite a few people that were the analysts that would come on, and you would have some real experts on there. But that does not seem to be the case now. They will use anybody to talk about whatever they're discussing. I mean, I've seen more people that have no medical experience discussing how we should feel about the coronavirus and what to expect than I have any doctors at all.
Yeah, so let me just reiterate some figures that we've been using here on the show today. So most people can't even remember swine flu, can't even remember H1N1, which started a year into the Obama administration. And here are just some CDC numbers, just to throw out there in comparison to the current hysteria about an alleged pandemic. Under the Obama administration, there were upward of 80 million cases of H1N1 swine flu. Of those, almost 500,000 resulted in a hospitalization, and the estimates are that 12,000 people died. We have 4 dozen deaths in America, and this is being called the end of civilization by Nancy Pelosi. Isn't that in part connected to the phenomena that you're discussing, Jonathan Gillum?
I think it is. I think here's the bad thing about this flu is that it's hard to determine when it comes on and who has it.
Yes.
And the people that it hits really hard. Like, they don't see people in the hospital that are just sick and that need time to get better. They're seeing people that if they come in there, it's so bad now, Sebastian, with the people who get it.
Well, in a specific cohort. So we haven't seen anybody, as far as I know, over the age of 30 with a significant case of here in America of the Wuhan virus.
That's correct. And you know, here's the problem with these politicians in the media is that they don't know how to look at possibility without being an alarmist or using it for their ratings. Like,
yes.
I've seen several times. So you can say that the possibility is that this is going to be major. It's going to ravage, you know, the population, especially the older population. So we need to take these steps. You don't hear them say that. They either minimize it or they make it look like it's going to be the end of the world. Which I find very interesting that even though it's supposedly the end of the world, they're still wrangling over how much money they're going to give to this in the Congress. I find that kind of odd that they're at odds about tax breaks and stuff when they should be stepping up and saying, let's do what we have to do. But it just goes to show you that they really don't have a handle on it. I know a doctor who's on the front line. He's treated multiple people who have died from this. And what he tells me is this is the bottom line. If it gets in your lungs, there's not a lot they can do. And most people, that's not going to happen to. But if you come in there and they're talking about in Italy how they have to decide who's going to be on a respirator. The reality is, if you're on a ventilator, you're dead as far as this disease is concerned. So
right, but again, I want to be very clear here because that's why we're here in America First. The average fatality in Italy, and they've had many, many more factors more than we've had. The average age is 81, and that's really
right.
Very important to remember. So we're talking here another thing, massively important. Almost half of the fatalities in America are from the same nursing facility in Washington State. So we have to get a grip. And the idea that, you know, what the president's doing is overreach, is authoritarian. Jonathan, could you imagine if the president hadn't initiated a travel ban last night, what the reaction would have been from the left and the media?
It would have been the same. It just would have been, they would have been down on him for not doing it. You
exactly.
Know? What I was going to point out about that statistic, though, is about what they're saying in Italy about the ventilators, is that exactly what you pointed out, they don't point that out. And they don't point out the fact that they're saying they're trying to make it into this, like, it's coming here. There's going to be a moral and ethical thing. They're going to have to decide who dies. And this, there's no evidence that that's going to happen here. And if that's the possibility, then we prepare for it. And we do what we got to do. But that's not the way the government and the media does things these days now. They try. It's just like the weather. Every year, the world is coming to an end because of the weather.
Right.
And every year, I go into another year alive from not being killed by the weather. And you know what else it reminds me of? I want to say, I know we wanted to talk about this, but this, the Q stuff.
We'll get to Q in a second, because if you can stay on for just three more minutes, I want to talk to you about this perhaps related phenomena. We're talking to our good buddy, Jonathan Gilliam. Follow him, JGilliam_Seal on Twitter, and get his book, Sheep No More, and then subscribe to his awesome podcast, The Experts. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let's not panic. Let's be calm. And let's, in fact, you know, avoid those foreign cruises for a while. But instead, come with me. Come with me to Israel this December for the Stand with Israel tour. We're going to visit all the sites, walk the land our Lord and Savior walked. We're going to visit Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, the Sea of Galilee, along with my buddy, Mike Lindell. You know you want to come. Go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Stand with Israel 2020 banner for a trip of a lifetime. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, I know you have a choice. I know you can take regular painkillers, get prescription painkillers, try those stinky, noxious salves and ointments. Don't do any of that. Do what I do. I had a lower back pain issue for 9 years. It's gone. I had knee surgery 3 weeks ago. I am off my pain meds. Why? Because Relief Factor does the trick, and it's natural, and it attacks the source of the pain, the inflammation. That's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now. And if you suffer from daily pain, just give it a try. It's so easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for a measly $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you try it morning and evening for 3 weeks, by the end of the 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of others. Check out their incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Back with Jonathan Gilliam here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Yes, indeed, and we're so grateful for all of your donations to date. We're going to close the show with my former and future guest host, Jonathan Gilliam, former SEAL, former FBI special agent, and also a man who tells the truth for a living. And one of the things that we hate together is the cult that is Q. Good friend of mine in New York sent me an absurd Twitter post from a Q-related site that allegedly is the recording of a hot mic moment with the president from the Oval before his speech. Typical, typical, typical. One moment they're saying they're supporting the president, next they're undermining him. Jonathan, back me up here. Q, it's a cult. Am I right?
It is, and this is a repeated, from my investigation that I've been doing into this, it's a repeated scam that's happened before where they use the same terminology. Trust the plan. The storm is coming. They're even saying now that this whole coronavirus thing is a way to get people into their homes so that they can start making mass arrests of people in Washington, D.C. and ship them down to Guantanamo Bay.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
So what is your approach? Mine is just to call them out, say, leave the cult, think for yourself, get out of this. These are snake oil merchants. What's Jonathan Gilliam's approach to these people and the people who really are fleecing lots of Americans?
Well, for the people who get mad at me, you got to be careful because some of them are fleecing us and other people are sheep that have been misguided.
Yes.
Those people I don't mind debating with and going back and forth. But what I'm starting to find, Sebastian, is that it doesn't matter what you say to them.
No.
They're in this mindset that they're not going to get it. But what it does is it shows other people that read your comments on Twitter. I'm really surprised at how many people see me arguing on Twitter with people. It's pretty funny.
And the thing is, when you point out the factual problems, a lot of them take it personally, and then they attack you or me, and then you realize there's no reasonable discussion here. Guys, don't fall for it. Stick with the one and only Make America Great Again. Keep America Great, President Trump. It's not about the man. It's about the agenda. It's about America first. He was right on China. He was right on borders. He was right about the threat of globalization and our national sovereignty. And one of the men who understands it is Jonathan Gilliam, and he is not a sheep. You need to check out and read his book, Sheep No More, and follow him on Twitter, JGilliam_seal, capitalized seal. You know what that stands for. God bless you, Jonathan. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're going to keep giving you the facts every single day. We're going to give you the data to push back on the hysteria, the prevaricators, the propaganda. I need you to be part of our team. I need you to be the voice of common sense around you when everybody else is losing their minds. It's up to us to hold the line. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. And as always, dear friends, stay frosty.